Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Get Over the Hump Day to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers, making sure the people get the good treatment, care, and medicine that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there as well, getting the people from home to work, or getting the kiddos from home to school. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. You already know what's going on. Also, shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up some good nourishment this morning. And we got a new addition to the list thanks to my guy, Larry. Now, eventually, we're just going to have to start rotating because I'm already like 2 minutes in here and we still going through the shout outs. But I appreciate all y'all. And I want to make sure y'all all get y'all shout outs here early in the morning because y'all who I do it for, you know what I'm saying? But eventually, we're going to start rotating. But shout out to my guy, Larry, in the truck. He gave me a new crop of people to shout out early this morning. So shout out to all my front load truck drivers, my rear loading truck drivers. So my front loading truck drivers, my rear loading truck drivers. And there was one more that I can't remember. But anywho, shout out to everybody tuning in right now. I appreciate you tapping in with your boy. All right. First things first. Let's celebrate the Atlanta Braves getting a victory over the New York Mets last night. They beat the Mets by a final score of 6-5. And really, it sounds like it was a close game. It was. just at the very end. So what had happened was Reynaldo Lopez looked absolutely lights out yesterday. He looked so good yesterday. Reynaldo Lopez, 6 innings pitched, only gives up 3 hits, no runs, did walk 3, so that's not great, but he worked around it, obviously not giving up any runs. 6 strikeouts as well for Reynaldo Lopez. Absolutely gorgeous game from Reynaldo Lopez. Beautiful. Thing of beauty he pitched last night. And look, we're going to need that from Reynaldo Lopez. We're going to need more of those games from Chris Sale, who's gotten off to a good start so far in his early Braves career. We're going to need more of that from Charlie Morton. Now, he didn't have the best game, obviously, not last night, but the night before on Monday against the Mets. But, you know, again, the bullpen kind of didn't help the cause either because the game was still very much in hand when Charlie left the game. But anywho, we're going to need more of our back end of the rotation guys to step up. And having a performance like this from Reynaldo Lopez is absolutely huge. So hopefully we can continue to get performances like that from Reynaldo Lopez and Charlie and Chris Sale and Alan Winans, who's going today. We're talking more about that here in a couple of minutes. But hopefully we can continue to get outings like that from Reynaldo Lopez and our starting pitcher. So, again, 6 innings pitched, only gave up 3 hits, no runs, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts for Reynaldo Lopez in his home debut for the Braves and got his first win as an Atlanta Brave last night as well. So, man, that pickup is looking good, and if he continue to do that, then that'll be very, very helpful for the Braves as we continue to wait for a final update and plan as far as what the Braves are going to do when it comes to Spencer Strider, because we thought maybe we would get an update because he was reevaluated on Monday by Dr. Keith Meister from Texas, the specialist who deals with Tommy John surgeries and also other elbow surgeries. So he did see Keith Meister on Monday, but Brian Snicker, and it basically has come out from, you know, Brian Snicker and others that there's not going to be any update until this weekend about Spencer Strider and the plan going forward and how they're going to proceed with, if there's going to be a surgery, not going to be a surgery. If there is going to be a surgery, is it Tommy John? Is it something else? So we aren't going to know all that basically until the weekend. So we won't know if Spencer Strider is going to miss the rest of the season, if he's going to just miss a significant amount of time, but if there's a chance he can come back this season, we won't know any of that until the weekend. So we'll just have to wait and see when it comes to Spencer Strider. But going back to last night, the Braves, again, the bullpen tried to get us last night. Really, it was the back half of the bullpen. So the Braves were up 6-0. They were up 6-0 after, let's see here. They went up 6-0 in the bottom of the sixth. And they were up 6-0 all the way up until the top of the eighth inning. Pete Alonso hits a 3-run home run off of Tyler Matzik, and that made it 6-3. Joe Jimenez had to come in and put out the fire. He did just that. So then we get to the top of the ninth. Rossell Iglesias is in for the Braves. And again, still 6-3. He gives up 2 runs, but he does end up working his way out of it, and the Braves do end up winning 6-5. So again, it was not a game for most of the game, but at the very end, the last 2 innings, the Mets tried to pull a Braves and come back, but they ain't like us. So they ain't built like that, so they couldn't finish the comeback. But the Braves do win 6-5, advance to 7-3. Mets drop to 4-7. Ronald Acuña Jr. had himself a very good night last night. He goes 2-4-3 on the night, and he scores 3 of the Braves' 6 runs, and he does get a walk as well. He also stole 3 bases. So he stole second base and third base off of Adrian Hauser. And after, by the way, first pitch of the game, I believe it was, Adrian Hauser hits Ronald Acuña Jr. Man, you don't get out of here with all that. Adrian Hauser actually hit two of the Braves players pretty early on in the game, one of them being Ronald Acuña Jr. I can't remember off the top of my head who the other one was. But anywho, Ronald Acuña Jr. causing havoc, wreaking havoc on the base pads last night like we know him to do. So he had a good night again, went 2-for-3. Ozzie had himself a good night. He goes 2-for-4, scored a run, had two RBIs. Austin Riley, 2-for-3. He scored a run, two RBIs as well. Matt Olson, Matty O, had a nice double. He goes 1-for-4 with an RBI. Marcelo Zuna, staying pretty hot. He went 1-for-4 with an RBI as well. So Braves put up 6 runs and didn't have the long ball last night. Nobody hit a home run for the Braves, and they still put up 6 runs. So that was good to see. So, again, Braves just taking care of business, chugging right along, and hopefully they can, after dropping the first game to the Mets to start this 4-game set, hopefully they can go ahead and win the rest of these games, win the series, and keep it pushing. But the Braves will be back in action tonight against the New York Mets. It'll be game 3, as I just said, of a 4-game set. Allen Winans, who was called up after Spencer Strider was placed on the 15-day IL to just, again, figure out what actually is going to be the process and what's going to be the plan for Spencer Strider moving forward and how they're going to proceed with taking care of Spencer Strider. So that 15-day IL is just really a placeholder until they find out a more long-term plan for what they're going to do with Spencer. But Allen Winans is on the mound tonight. He's going up against Jose Quintana. And Quintana, if you're wondering, 0-1 on the season, 2.61 ERA, and he's pitched 10 1/3 innings thus far for the Mets. Allen Winans obviously has not started yet in this young season, so this is going to be his first big league start of the season. So hopefully the Braves can get the job done, and again, we just continue to kind of wait and hold our breath to see what exactly is going to be the end result for Spencer Strider. But again, when you have guys like Allen Winans, when you have guys like Bryce Elder, when you have guys like A.J. Smith-Shawver, when you have guys like Waskar Yunoa waiting in AAA, you're not going to, if you're Alex Anthopoulos, go out and get anybody because you got so many arms down in AAA. I mean, you got a pretty solid rotation down there in AAA of guys who could be fifth, some maybe even fourth starters in the major leagues. So we're going to have to lean on those guys and hope that at least one of them can step up, and hopefully not more. We don't want any more injuries, but you hope at least one of them, and right now it looks like Allen Winans is going to get that nod, but you hope at least one of them can find some footing here in the major leagues, get into a rhythm, and be a good starter for the Braves here down the stretch of the season and maybe for the rest of the season, depending on, again, what's going to happen with Spencer Strider. But it's right now, it's good that the Braves are putting up these big run numbers because it's been either the starting pitching or the bullpen that have kind of messed the Braves up and kept the Braves in close games so far this season. Because, I mean, if you look at the Braves' games, I mean, most of these games have been close. Listen to this. The Braves won their first game 9-0 against the White Sox. So that was good. Second game, they won 3-2. That third game obviously got postponed. Diamondbacks, they won 6-5 in the first game. Second game, they won 9-8. Now Sunday they handled pretty well. Sunday they were pretty much always in control. 5-2 they won on Sunday. I actually went to that game on Sunday. So Sunday they were in control for the most part. So 5-2, so we won't count that. But then against the Mets, they lose 8-7. And then last night they win 6-5. So that is, the Braves have played 10 games thus far. 8 out of the 10 games have been one-run games. 8 out of the 10. That's the Braves' offense keeping the Braves in the game or helping them win most of these games because they've only lost one-run game so far this season, which, again, is a testament to the Braves being clutch, coming up with big hits, and this Braves offense still being the best offense in the league. So the point is, the pitching is going to have to step up, and especially with Spencer Strider out, again, Max Fried is going to have to be better. He said as much. Chris Sale, he's been solid, but again, we need him to keep being solid. Charlie Morton is going to have to find his way sooner rather than later. You know, he usually gets off to slower starts, but with Spencer Strider out again, you can't necessarily afford to have those slow starts anymore. So Charlie Morton's going to have to find his way sooner rather than later. Reynaldo Lopez, he's looked good. We're going to need to continue that. And again, whether it's Alan Winans or A.J. Smith-Shawver or Bryce Elder or Oscar Ynoa, one of those guys is going to have to find their way and find their footing here on the big league stage, because if Spencer Strider's out for the year, we're going to need at least one of those guys to step up and be here for the entirety of the season and for the long haul too, because it's only April. We're going all the way to October, hopefully even the first week of November with this thing. So I'm not worried about the Braves pitching because it's early, but they got to step up because there's going to be a stretch, and hopefully there's not. Maybe there won't be. I'll try and be optimistic. But you have to think at some point the Braves can't win every single game 6-5. They can't win every single game 9-8. So we'll see. And then in the low scoring game, they've won the high scoring ones, but in the low scoring game, 3-2, that one low scoring one run game, they lost that game. And then they did lose a 8-7 to the Mets, excuse me. So look, the offense can only do so much. And I know this Braves offense is still really good, but it'll be nice to have some good pitching too and not have to have the Braves try to come back or have to score at least 6 runs a game for the Braves to get a win. They're capable of it, but it's a tough task to ask the Braves offense for 162. So there you have it. All right, when we come back, the Atlanta Hawks spoiled an opportunity last night. I'll talk about it next. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers getting the people the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up some good nourishment early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you tapping in with me. And new to the list, shout out to all my early morning, late night front loading truck drivers, rear loading truck drivers, and all my other truck drivers out there. And of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. The Atlanta Hawks, they had themselves a chance last night. They had a chance. They lose to the Miami Heat 117 to 111 in double overtime. But DeJounte Murray did have a chance to end it in the first overtime. He had a chance at a game-winning three. It did not go in, and the Heat just really outlasted the Hawks in the second overtime. Both teams were pretty much gassed. Not a lot of points were scored. And, again, the Heat just kind of outlasted and obviously made a couple more shots in the second overtime period than the Hawks did. But Hawks really, they did a good job of fighting back, and man, they were really doing a great job on the glass. Had, and I'll give you the numbers here in a second about their second chance points. Did a really good job when it comes to that front, but in the overtime period, I believe it was, they just didn't have it. So the Hawks outscored the Heat 23-2. 23-2 in second chance points. Held a 17-5 edge on the offensive glass. But in the two overtime periods, Atlanta just had two offensive rebounds, did not score any second chance points in both overtime periods combined. So, again, with the lack of depth the Atlanta Hawks have right now with injuries. And, oh, by the way, can we please check on Jalen Johnson's ankles for crying out loud, man? Goodness gracious. He went down with another ankle injury last night, turned his gosh darn ankle again. Can we make sure he has the best ankle brace known to man? And put him on both ankles. Because goodness golly, this done the third time in the past, what, 3 weeks? This man done turned his ankle? Jeez, oh, peas. It might even be a less span than that. It might be the last 2 weeks. Dude turns his ankles more than I eat Chick-fil-A. I mean, goodness gracious. Love him as a player. Dude should be in at least in the conversation for most improved player of the year, but we need you, big dog. You can't be out here turning your ankles like people flip patties. Come on, man. Ay, 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 ay. So Jalen Johnson, he turned his ankle, I believe it was in the third quarter. I'm finding it here to see exactly when he turned it. But it was just so Jalen Johnson turned his ankle during, it was the third quarter because the Hawks put a 19-6 run together in the third quarter. They led by, because the Heat led by 12 at halftime. Hawks put a 19-6 run together in the third quarter, tied the game at 75. DeAndre Hunter had 9 points during that spurt. Jalen Johnson turned his right ankle during that run in the third quarter, walked back to the locker room, did not return, finished the game with 13 points and 8 rebounds. So he was having himself a good game. 13 points, 8 rebounds in the third quarter was good. Just imagine if he would have been able to play both overtime periods. You would have had at least one more set of legs, and he probably would have at least had 20 and 12, at least. So that was a big loss for the Hawks. So I personally need to see Jalen Johnson, whenever he comes back, and hopefully this is not a long-term thing that keeps him out for multiple games. Hopefully he can at least come back by the playing game. Hopefully he can come back before that, but at this point I don't know. But I personally need to see Jalen Johnson with two ankle braces, and they need to be the best ankle braces known to man, because at this point, what Boogie Cousins said a while ago is getting ridiculous. It's really getting ridiculous. Goodness. So, Jalen Johnson left the game after turning his ankle, did not return. And, again, that was not helpful to the Hawks. He had the final possession of regulation. Score was tied at 1-on-1. Tyler Hero, who went crazy last night, just his third game back, too. He had missed some months. I believe it was like 4 months or 3 months. I'm finding it here. He had missed a good chunk of time due to a foot injury. So Hero missed over a month. It wasn't that long. But Hero missed over a month with a foot injury. And this is only his third game back. He dropped 33 points in total. So, but he missed badly on a desperation three during the final possession of regulation. Jimmy Butler, then he got the rebound, ran down the clock. Butler did score the Heat's final 10 points in regulation. And again, like I told you at the beginning of the segment, DeJounte Murray missed a potential game-winning three at the end of the first overtime. So Hawks had a chance, just couldn't get that three to go down, couldn't quite capitalize on their opportunities. And like I said, with Jalen Johnson missing the game, obviously you didn't have Onyeka Okongwu, obviously you didn't have Trae Young. Trae Young, by the way, we talked about it yesterday. He did practice for the first time yesterday since he had that surgery on February 27th to repair a torn ligament in his pinky finger. So it looks like he hopefully can either be back by the time the Hawks play the Pacers, the last regular season game of the year that's on Sunday, or he'll be back by the play-in. I hope he can at least come back a game before the play-in just to get in some sort of rhythm, get his legs under him a little bit. And I know he's still been able to work out a little bit, obviously, with his hand, because obviously nothing's been wrong with his legs. So he should still be in fairly decent shape when it comes to his legs. But he hasn't been playing NBA basketball. So there is a little bit of a difference there between, you know, being able to get a run in. Even if you get some sprints in, it's not the same as having to play NBA basketball. So we'll see what his timetable looks like as far as if he'll be able to come back before the play-in or not. We'll see what his conditioning looks like as well. But the Hawks right back at it tonight. Friendly confines of State Farm Arena take on the Charlotte Hornets. And look, this is a big game for the Hawks because – I teased it before we went to break. They missed an opportunity last night, the Hawks did. Because obviously, as I told you, they had a chance to win that game last night. And if they would have won, they would have drawn closer to overtaking the Chicago Bulls for the ninth spot in the East. Because the Bulls did end up losing last night to the New York Knicks, 128-117. And obviously, the Hawks right now are a game behind the Bulls, so that would have tied them. Again, the Bulls own the tiebreaker. I'll continue to say that. But that at least gets you a step closer to overtaking them. Being tied is better than being a game down. So the Bulls' remaining schedule, they have three games left as well. They take on the Pistons on Thursday. You would think the Bulls are going to win these next two games. They're on the road against the Pistons. They're on the road for their last home game last night, actually, against the Knicks. The Bulls are on the road for their last three games of the season. They take on the Pistons, the Wizards, and then the Knicks again. So If they beat the Pistons and the Wizards, if I can talk, then they're going to be good. So magic number right now for the Bulls is 2 to stay at that ninth spot. And again, it'd be nice to have that home game, but I do think with Trae Young back, they could go on the road and beat the Bulls. But the Bulls, again, won the season series, and they've given the Hawks some trouble. So if you could have that little advantage, really not even little, if you have that big advantage of taking them on at home, that would help a lot. So we'll see if the Pistons can help out the Bulls. But again, I'm not counting on it. I'm not counting on the Wizards helping the Bulls out, helping the Hawks out either. So we'll see how that shapes out. But Hawks are, again, back in action tonight against the Charlotte Hornets. Again, you really need to win that game, because if you don't win that game and the Bulls beat the Pistons on Thursday, then I think it's over at that point, because you go two games down with only two games left. You don't have the tiebreaker, so it will be over at that point. So we'll see what the Hawks are able to do against the Charlotte Hornets tonight, but you need to win it to guarantee that you still have a chance to take that ninth seed, because then you got the Timberwolves on the road and the Pacers on the road for your last two games, and you're going to have to win one of those games if you want to get that ninth spot, but both of those are going to be tough ass. You can beat the Pacers. Timberwolves, they might be resting players by then. Let's actually take a look at the Western Conference standings while we have a minute or two here. So Western Conference standing, the Timberwolves, they're not going to be resting. They're going to be going for that number one spot in the West. Right now they are tied with the Denver Nuggets for the number one spot in the West. So by that time, they're still not going to be resting anybody. At least I wouldn't think they'd be resting anybody, because I would think they want to get that number one seed. And, man, that's going to – the Timberwolves are going to have a pretty tough draw either way it goes. The West is so tough. Let's just take in the West for a second. The Warriors are in 10th in the West. They're in 10th. Their record, they're 44-35. They're almost 10 games over 500, and they're in 10th. That's crazy. That's pretty crazy. The West is so deep. The 10th seed has 44 wins. And the Rockets, who have been eliminated, they're at 39-40. So they're almost at 500, and they're in 11th. That's a deep Western Conference over there. If the Hawks were in the West, they'd be eliminated. They would not have a chance to make the play-in. They would be out of the postseason altogether. So, the Western Conference playoffs are going to be fun. All those matchups are going to be fun, and I can't wait. Even the play-in is going to be fun, because right now, the way the play-in is set up, and it can still shake out, because only three games separate, if you think about it, the 6th seed and the 10th seed, but only two games separate the 7th seed and the 10th seed right now. That's Phoenix at the 7th seed and the Golden State Warriors at the 10th seed. So, my eyes are going to be glued to that play-in into the postseason, especially on the Western Conference side of things, because that's going to be fun. You got a lot of good teams right now. I'll even give you the rundown of the Western Conference teams right now, postseason-wise. Number one is the Timberwolves. Two is the Denver Nuggets, but they are the Nuggets and the Timberwolves are tied for a second. One game behind the Timberwolves and Nuggets is OKC. They're only one game behind out of first place right now. The Clippers are in fourth. Mavericks are in fifth. Pelicans are in sixth. Suns are in seventh. Kings are in eighth. Lakers are in ninth. Golden State is in 10th. So everybody, the top 10 teams are locked in. Everybody else in the West has been eliminated. But, man, there still could be a lot of shaking in between as far as seeding goes. So that is going to be fun to watch. So we'll see what the top 10 are locked into for the East, by the way. But it is going to be fun when the postseason comes around. I just hope the Hawks are not a one-and-done team. Hopefully they can beat the Bulls and take down either right now the 76ers or the Heat. They're at 7-8 right now, but that could still change at this point in time. So it'll be a fun final week of the regular season, and it'll be a fun postseason, as it always is in the NBA. But the Hawks need to get themselves a win against the Charlotte Hornets tonight, and hopefully they can do that. And you can listen to that game right here on Sports Radio 929, the game, home of the Atlanta Hawks Radio Network. Pre-game going to be starting at 7, tip going to be shortly after 7:30. All right, when we come back, let's get into some NFL headlines, because the NFL is skipping Christmas Eve. They're going to play on Christmas, but decided against playing on Christmas Eve. And John Harbaugh, he doesn't think defenders are going to have a problem removing the hip drop tackle out of their repertoire. We'll talk about that next, right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my overnighters. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people out there, all my hospital workers, taking care of everybody out there, getting the people the good medicine care, comfort that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers, all my front-loading and rear-loading truck drivers out there. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed and all my people riding around and getting it on their way to work as well. All right. The NFL, they have confirmed to Pro Football Talk that they are not going to play on Christmas Eve this year. If you remember, Christmas falls on a Wednesday. The NFL is going to have Christmas Day games. They're going to have two, not three, but two Christmas Day games, Christmas Day games this year, but they are not going to play on Christmas Eve. They're not going to play on a Tuesday. So there was a quote from NFL Executive Vice President of Media Distribution, Hans Schroeder. He talked to the Wall Street Journal last month, and he said, "We found a path to Wednesday this year. Tuesday might be a bridge too far," which, yeah, look, Wednesday is already going to be weird. But, you know, it's Christmas. You can make it work. Understandable. But can you imagine having, like, if they were going to play on Tuesday, they would have had to do it like this, where the teams, they have, like, a doubleheader on Monday night, and then, like, you kind of swap the teams that play on the Monday night, and you have them play on Tuesday. That way they get that full week plus a day of rest. Then you would have the game on the Christmas Day games on Wednesday. So you would have, like, that would just be so weird. It would just be weird, man. And so I'm glad they're not doing that. You found a way to make it work on Wednesday. Don't go overboard with it, and they're not. So I'm glad they're not ended up playing on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, because that would just be very, very strange. I mean, I will watch it. Not going to lie to you. I would definitely watch it. Not going to cap. I will watch it. But it would just be too much. At that point, you got to be like, okay, come on now. We got to be looking out for the player some here. For real, for real. But the NFL is not going to play on Christmas Eve this year, with the way that Christmas falls on a Wednesday and Christmas Eve will be on a Tuesday. And I wonder if they're going to play on Christmas next year. They probably not, because they did say more times than not they don't want to play on Christmas if it falls on a Tuesday or Wednesday. Christmas is going to be on Tuesday next year in 2025. So I wonder if they will have their mind changed. And again, now the ratings and all that is, you're going to depend on how you look at that. Because, I mean, if they really wanted to, they could play on a Tuesday. Obviously, they could do Monday and Tuesday if they wanted to for Christmas Eve and Christmas in 2025. But we'll see what they end up doing. Anywho, John Harbaugh, he thinks defenders are going to be just fine without hip drop tackles. So he said this, and this comes from Jamison Hensley of ESPN.com. He says, quote, "When did you even hear about the hip drop tackle? Until like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, right? That's because it was discovered probably in rugby and started being executed as a standalone technique. It's a three-part movement, and you've got to execute that play. You've got to be close enough to that ball carrier to actually get him around the hips, pull him close to yourself, swing your hips through, and drop on the back of his legs. If you're that close, wrap him up, tackle him, and take him to the ground, like Ray Lewis used to do and everybody did 100 years before that. And if you didn't know, the violation of a hip drop tackle is going to be 15 yards and automatic first down." I mean, he's not wrong. Like, guys are just going to have to, at this point, figure it out. If you don't want that 15-yard penalty, you got to just figure it out. And like you said, if you're close enough to get him, just grab him, wrap him up, try to slow him down. And look, this is way easier said than done. But wrap him up, try to slow him down, and, you know, find out a way to bring him to the ground another way. So he's not necessarily wrong, but it's kind of like, you're saying that as a coach now, John. It's easier said than done. And for players, it's going to be like, well, we tried, but, you know, sometimes it's not always going to work out that way. So we'll see what happens on that front. Also, the NFL says 5 new helmet models are going to be used in 2024, and they are supposedly safer than any helmets before. So 5 new helmet models will be used in the 2024 season that the NFL says are safer than any helmets previously worn in the league. The NFL and NFLPA announced yesterday that the new models tested better than ever before in the safety testing that the league oversees before approving helmets for use. Additionally, 6 helmet models that have previously been worn are no longer permitted because they no longer meet the league's safety standards. And the NFL, and I really like this from the NFL, they're also implementing more position-specific helmets that are used to design that are designed to protect against the head impacts that players at certain positions have more than others. Like linebackers and running backs, I'm sure they're going to have specific helmets because they take a lot more hits. They're doing a lot more of the tackling, play in, play out. You know, corners, they're going to have different helmets because, you know, when they go up to try bat away the ball, they might have a stronger impact because of the way they're falling to the ground or something like that. You get what I'm saying. So the NFL, like I said, they're also implementing more position-specific helmets that are designed to protect against the head impacts that players at certain positions are going to have more than others, and information about helmet safety testing results will be posted in all 32 locker rooms to assist players as they decide which helmet model to wear this season. So that's really cool, I think. And last bit of news here, as far as NFL headlines go here on the Hometown Take, Logan Ryan has announced his retirement. He did that on social media yesterday morning, and he was in the league 11 years, and he said it was a beautiful journey of highs and lows. Ryan was a 2013 third-round pick of the Patriots, helped them win a pair of Super Bowls during his run in New England. He left the Patriots as a free agent in 2017, played 3 seasons for the Titans, and he actually returned Tom Brady's final pass as a Patriot for a touchdown in the Tennessee's playoff win over the New England Patriots. Ryan, after that, moved on to 2 years with the Giants, reunited with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay in 2022 before closing out his career with a trip to the Super Bowl as a member of the 49ers last season. He played 154 regular season games, 19 playoff contests across those stops, had 100 had 861 tackles, 21 interceptions, 14 sacks, 17 forced fumbles, 4 fumble recoveries over all 173 appearances. So good career from Logan Ryan, and I wish him nothing but the best in the next step of his life. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to the morning shift. Mike Johnson is headed to Augusta National later. So one Mark Zeno is filling in for Mike Johnson, but we'll still have Tiffany Blackman and Bo Morgan here chopping it up with Mark as well. So it'll be Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mark Zeno filling in for Mike Johnson, and that will be the morning shift lineup for today. So we'll see what they got coming up for a Wednesday edition of the program right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy good over the hump day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my overnighters. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people out there, all my hospital workers, taking care of everybody out there, getting the people the good medicine care, comfort that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers, all my front-loading and rear-loading truck drivers out there. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed and all my people riding around and getting it on their way to work as well. All right. The NFL, they have confirmed to Pro Football Talk that they are not going to play on Christmas Eve this year. If you remember, Christmas falls on a Wednesday. The NFL is going to have Christmas Day games. They're going to have two, not three, but two Christmas Day games, this year. But they are not going to play on Christmas Eve. They're not going to play on a Tuesday. So there was a quote from NFL Executive Vice President of Media Distribution, Hans Schroeder. He talked to the Wall Street Journal last month, and he said, "We found a path to Wednesday this year. Tuesday might be a bridge too far." Which, Wednesday is already going to be weird. But, you know, it's Christmas. You can make it work. Understandable. But can you imagine having, like, if they were going to play on Tuesday, they would have had to do it like this, where the teams, they have like a doubleheader on Monday night, and then like you kind of swap the teams that play on the Monday night, and you have them play on Tuesday. That way they get that full week plus a day of rest. Then you would have the game on the Christmas Day games on Wednesday. So you would have like that would just be so weird. It would just be weird, man. And so I'm glad they're not doing that. You found a way to make it work on Wednesday. Don't go overboard with it, and they're not. So I'm glad they're not ended up playing on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, because that would just be very, very strange. I mean, I will watch it. Not gonna lie to you, I would definitely watch it. Not gonna cap, I will watch it, but it would just be too much. At that point, you gotta be like, okay, come on now. We gotta be looking out for the player some here. For real. But the NFL is not gonna play on Christmas Eve this year, with the way that Christmas falls on a Wednesday and Christmas Eve will be on a Tuesday. And I wonder if they're gonna play on Christmas next year. They probably not, because they did say more times than not they don't want to play on Christmas if it falls on a Tuesday or Wednesday. Christmas is going to be on Tuesday next year in 2025. So I wonder if they will have their mind changed. And again, now the ratings and all that is, you're going to depend on how you look at that. Because, I mean, if they really wanted to, they could play on a Tuesday. Obviously, they could do Monday and Tuesday if they wanted to for Christmas Eve and Christmas in 2025. But we'll see what they end up doing. Anywho, John Harbaugh, he thinks defenders are going to be just fine without hip drop tackles. So he said this, and this comes from Jamison Hensley of ESPN.com. He says, quote, "When did you even hear about the hip drop tackle? Until like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, right? That's because it was discovered probably in rugby and started being executed as a standalone technique. It's a three-part movement, and you've got to execute that play. You've got to be close enough to that ball carrier to actually get him around the hips, pull him close to yourself, swing your hips through, and drop on the back of his legs. If you're that close, wrap him up, tackle him, and take him to the ground, like Ray Lewis used to do and everybody did 100 years before that. And if you didn't know, the violation of a hip drop tackle is going to be 15 yards and automatic first down." I mean, he's not wrong. Like, guys are just going to have to, at this point, figure it out. If you don't want that 15-yard penalty, you got to just figure it out. And like you said, if you're close enough to get him, just grab him, wrap him up, try to slow him down. And look, this is way easier said than done. But wrap him up, try to slow him down, and, you know, find out a way to bring him to the ground another way. So he's not necessarily wrong, but it's kind of like, you're saying that as a coach now, John. It's easier said than done. And for players, it's going to be like, well, we tried, but, you know, sometimes it's not always going to work out that way. So we'll see what happens on that front. Also, the NFL says five new helmet models are going to be used in 2024, and they are supposedly safer than any helmets before. So five new helmet models will be used in the 2024 season that the NFL says are safer than any helmets previously worn in the league. The NFL and NFLPA announced yesterday that the new models tested better than ever before in the safety testing that the league oversees before approving helmets for use. Additionally, six helmet models that have previously been worn are no longer permitted because they no longer meet the league's safety standards. And the NFL, and I really like this from the NFL, they're also implementing more position-specific helmets that are used to design that are designed to protect against the head impacts that players at certain positions have more than others. Like linebackers and running backs, I'm sure they're going to have specific helmets because they take a lot more hits. They're doing a lot more of the tackling, play in, play out. You know, corners, they're going to have different helmets because, you know, when they go up to try to bat away the ball, they might have a stronger impact because of the way they're falling to the ground or something like that. You get what I'm saying. So the NFL, like I said, they're also implementing more position-specific helmets that are designed to protect against the head impacts that players at certain positions are going to have more than others, and information about helmet safety testing results will be posted in all 32 locker rooms to assist players as they decide which helmet model to wear this season. So that's really cool, I think. And last bit of news here as far as NFL headlines go here on the Hometown Take, Logan Ryan has announced his retirement. He did that on social media yesterday morning, and he was in the league 11 years, and he said it was a beautiful journey of highs and lows. Ryan was a 2013 third-round pick of the Patriots, helped them win a pair of Super Bowls during his run in New England. He left the Patriots as a free agent in 2017, played three seasons for the Titans, and he actually returned Tom Brady's final pass as a Patriot for a touchdown in the Tennessee's playoff win over the New England Patriots. Ryan, after that, moved on to 2 years with the Giants, reunited with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay in 2022 before closing out his career with a trip to the Super Bowl as a member of the 49ers last season. He played 154 regular season games, 19 playoff contests across those stops, had 861 tackles, 21 interceptions, 14 sacks, 17 forced fumbles, 4 fumble recoveries over all 173 appearances. So good career from Logan Ryan, and I wish him nothing but the best in the next step of his life. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to the morning shift. Mike Johnson is headed to Augusta National later. So one Mark Zeno is filling in for Mike Johnson, but we'll still have Tiffany Blackman and Bo Morgan here chopping it up with Mark as well. So it'll be Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mark Zeno filling in for Mike Johnson, and that will be the morning shift lineup for today. So we'll see what they got coming up for a Wednesday edition of the program right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.